الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي اتق الله ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين إن الله كان عليما حكيما. This is Surah Ahzab, which is the plural of Hazb, and that means groups. The surah is called Surah Ahzab because the various groups of the enemies had come to attack Medina Sharif, and they had come to and they had camped around Medina Sharif, which is called in our day's time an alliance. Exactly the same as there was an alliance to attack Afghanistan, and all the countries of the world had gathered to attack that one country. Like this, at this time, these various groups had come together to attack Madinatul Munawwara, and the object was, as it was at this time, to annihilate Islam for once and all from the surface of the earth. And would Medina Sharif, a newly formed Islamic Emirates, and a small little newly formed government and country, it was outwardly impossible to repel the forces of evil that had gathered from all sides. All the enemies of Islam put their might and power together to destroy Islam once and for all. So therefore this surah is called Suratul Ahzab. A very important point with regard to this surah also is that the command that a married woman commits adultery, then they must be stoned to death. That ayat was part of this surah. Then there is one sign of Islam which is called nasikh and mansukh, that certain ayats Allah Ta'ala abrogated, cancelled the reading while the command still remains. Other ayats are that the reading is still commanded, but the command is not acted upon. That command is cancelled by another ayat. That is a special science of the Quran on its own, and to understand it, a complete devotion towards that field is required. However, that was an ayat of the surah, and Allah Ta'ala cancelled the recitation of it, and the act upon it has remained in the Quran and in Islam and for the Muslims. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this ayat was acted upon, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that though it is no more in recitation, but to act upon it will remain till the day of Qiyamah. In the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu read this on the mimbar in front of all the Sahaba and told them that I fear the time will come that because this ayat is not in recitation of the Quran, people will start saying that it's not a command of Allah Ta'ala, and it's not a command of Islam that a married man and or married woman who commits adultery must be stoned to death. But he told them, be careful and remember, this is the command of Allah. It is an ayat of the Quran Sharif, and it has to be practiced upon accordingly. Hazrat Umar also said, I don't have the authority that I can add this to the Quran Sharif. If I had that authority, I should have, because it was an ayat, and later times people will come, and today we have more than enough such people, such academics, so-called academics, who say that this is not the command of Allah Ta'ala. Whereas to a married man or woman who commits adultery in an Islamic country has to be stoned to death. Then Allah Ta'ala, the first ayats were revealed on the occasion when Abu Jahl and a few other leaders of the Quraysh came to Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, who was the leader of the Munafiqeen. Outwardly he was like a Muslim, but he was a Munafiq, a non-believer. They came and visited him in Makkah Sharif, in Medina Sharif. And together with that, the Jews were also together. And then he made an appointment and came and meet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That was like an envoy, just like a group of people of one country have a political meeting with another country's people. Like that they had come. And what their mission was, that they said that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you don't speak bad about our idols, and we won't interfere with your religion. just like what interfaith meetings are taking place today, that we don't tell you you are wrong in any way, you don't tell us that we are wrong in any way, that you carry on with your way, let me carry on with my way. This is just like one person tells another person, I'll call you Haji Saab, you call me Maulvi Saab. In other words, I'll respect you, you respect me. That whatever wrong you are doing, I won't tell you anything you are doing wrong. And what wrong I'm doing, you don't tell me anything wrong that I'm doing. And that is what is the politics of the world today. Just cover it all up and everyone does his evil and his filth and dirt. And that is not, Islamic politics are far, far from that. It is pure and clean politics of Islam. So Allah told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't listen to them and you maintain the law of Allah Ta'ala. Today all the non-Muslims want us to change the laws of Allah, want us to change Islam, have a watered down, a mild type of Islam. And unfortunately, how many so-called learned people, ulama, have also been washed away, and they also accept this mild form of Islam. Allah warns against that in this ayat. The Jews of Medina also came, and they also exactly like today, they say, don't be so hard. Take an easy stance. Don't be so difficult. Don't be so extreme. Don't be a fundamentalist. Use a moderate way. Be moderate. Many people in our families who are so-called pious people, they tell the children, etc., somebody who becomes, who follows Islam properly, that don't be an extremist, don't be a fundamentalist. You must be a moderate Muslim. So Allah Ta'ala warns against that and says, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, A Nabi, O my beloved Nabi, Ittaqillah, fear Allah. Don't ever give in to the demands of this people. And today it is diplomacy, that you know how to convince the other person. You accept some of his points, and he accepts some of your points. Allah said there is no exchange of accepting points. You have to maintain the law of Allah Ta'ala. وَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ اور کہا نمت مان منکرو کا اور دغا بازو کا. And do not follow the talks and the ways and the demands of these non-believers and these munafiq, the hypocrites. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا مُقَرَّر اللہ ہے سب کچھ جاننے والا حکمت والا. Know that undoubtedly Allah is the knower of everything, and everything of Allah is done with full wisdom. So whatever they are coming, whatever their intentions, Allah Ta'ala knows. And that Allah had removed that ayat from recitation, but to act on it remains, that is all in the wisdom of Allah, why Allah did that. وَاتَّبِعْ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ اور چل اسی پر جو حکم آئے تجھ کو تیرے رب کی طرف سے. And only follow that which has been revealed from Allah Ta'ala. Don't change the commands of Allah. Don't give in. No, don't have any interfaith meetings. Don't compromise your religion in any way. Whatever Allah has commanded, and that is our duty also, whether it is in our homes, whether it is in our masjids, in our gatherings, wherever, we must not compromise Islam. Islam will have to remain as Allah had revealed it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. بے شک اللہ تمہارے کام کی خبر رکھتا ہے. Allah Ta'ala is undoubtedly fully aware of all what you are saying. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ اور بھروسہ رکھ اللہ پر. And trust only on Allah. When you don't accept this conditions of the non-believers, then they put fear in you. Just like today, if a child doesn't want to go to university, the parents will put fear, you'll suffer in poverty, you won't have food to eat, etc. So Allah says, don't worry about all these things, you trust upon Allah Ta'ala. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا اور اللہ کافی ہے کام بنانے والا. And Allah is sufficient as your wakil, as your representative who will take over your matters and will see to all your things. And also this ayat. The next ayat was revealed with one person, a non-Muslim, Jameel. And it was famous that he has got two hearts in him. And he also should tell everyone, I've got two hearts. In other words, I'm a very strong person, and my intelligence, na'uzu billah, is even more than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in this very battle of Ahzab, he was seen that he was running with one shoe in his hand and the other shoe on his leg. And then Abu Sufyan asked him, what's wrong with you, O Jameel? Why are you running away like this today? You are that very great person with lot of knowledge. He said, up to now I was thinking both shoes are on my legs. In this way Allah disgraced him in front of his own people also. So Allah, and also this ayat refers to that no person can have two hearts, two thoughts in him. That he has got two bosses that rule him. Your heart rules you. And you can't have two bosses that rule you. A person has only got one heart, one boss that rules him. The heart makes the final decision. The heart is like the king in the body. And the mind is its main chief advisor. The mind, brains will keep on advising the heart, do this, don't do this. You'll come in trouble, you'll do this. And the heart makes the final decision. So even if the heart is right, the whole body will be right. So Allah Ta'ala says, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. Allah ne nahi rakha kisi mar ke do do dil uske andar. Allah hasn't kept two hearts in any person. Allah hasn't kept two bosses and two kings in you. You have got one heart, and that one heart is the one that rules you. وَمَا جَعَلَ أَزْوَاجُكُمْ اللَّهِ تُظَاهِرُونَ مِنْهُنَّ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. اور نہیں کیا تمہارے جوروں کو جن کو ماں کہ بیٹے ہو سچی ماں تمہاری. And Allah Ta'ala says, your wives, which Allah has made your wives, they cannot become your mothers if you say that they are mothers. In other words, one common practice of the pagan Arabs was a form of divorce, talaq, zihar, was that a person should tell his wife, you are like my mother to me. And then they should take it that as your mother is haram on you for sexual relations and sexual relationships, like that you are haram on me. So Allah says, just by saying that word, she does not become haram on you. That is no form of divorce also. And a fidya was fixed to be paid, and then your wife becomes halal if you told her these words. These were the words of the Arabs. وَمَا جَعَلَ أَدِيَاكُمْ أَبْنَاكُمْ. اور نہیں کیا تمہارے پالکوں کو تمہارے بیٹے. And Allah hasn't made your stepchildren your real children. This was another wrong practice in the Arabs. Whoever they had made as a stepchild, they took in an orphan, for example, then they would say he's their real child. But an orphan can never, a stepchild can never be your real child. And by telling your mother, your wife, that you are like my mother, she can never become your actual mother. So just like a person can't have two hearts, saying these things also do not have any effect in practice. ذَلِكُمْ قَوْلُكُمْ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ. یہ تمہاری بات ہے اپنے منہ کی. This is just the words which you are saying with your mouth. They have no reality. وَاللَّهُ يَقُولُ الْحَقِّ وَهُوَ يَهْدِ السَّبِيلِ. اور اللہ کہتا ہے ٹھیک بات اور وہی سجاتا ہے راہ. Only what Allah says is the absolute truth. Allah is the knower of everything, creator of all conditions, knower of all conditions, and Allah is the only one who guides you towards righteousness. So turn only to Allah and the laws of Allah. Accept them wholeheartedly. That is a true Muslim. Whatever laws Allah had revealed, we accept them with an open and with an open heart. A munafiq finds difficulty to accept it. He finds objections everywhere because he hasn't got that submission in his heart to the will of Allah Ta'ala. He's only outwardly like with Muslims, but his heart hasn't submitted to Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.